Wily Odysseus sought revenge against the monstrous Cyclops for his imprisonment. For days the giant had fed upon his crewmen. But now, as the creature slept, gorged upon the flesh of man, Odysseus planned. He picked through the embers of the Cyclops' fire and found a stick that had been hardened by the heat of flame but was still intact. Steeling himself, he held the stick aloft and edged his way along the shadowed wall of the cave where he and his men awaited their fate. Finally, he reached the slumbering giant. Slowly, he raised the stick above his head. And with all his might, he plunged his newfound weapon down into the monster's eye.
Dog. Go! Now!
The seas, mighty lord who makes the earth quake and tremble, dear Poseidon, my father, hear my prayer. I did not think to fear the swift-witted Odysseus, son of Laertes, ransacker of cities. He was such a puny and feeble little man. But please, O great sea god, grant me revenge. Send a terrible storm to pick up his ships like toys. Bring them back down again so they smash into smithereens and all those brave men are drowned. For if it is not permitted to end his life before his time, then make sure he only returns home after many long years of great suffering. And he finds his land in turmoil and the echoing halls of his palace full of greedy robbers devouring his wealth. O Sea Lord, hear the prayer of Polyphemus the Cyclops, for I am your loving son.